Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Wavebreak podcast. I'm your host, Dylan Kelly, founder of Wavebreak. We help Shopify stores stop leaking revenue with done-for-you email marketing. And here on the Wavebreak podcast, every week, I interview people behind the top Shopify stores, services, and apps, and I get them to share their secrets. Today, we've got another great episode for you. And if you're enjoying the podcast and you want to get notified when new episodes drop, subscribe on iTunes, or you can sign up for our podcast email list, which is down in the show notes. All you got to do is enter your email, and I'll email you every single week when the brand new episode drops. And as always, this episode is brought to you by my e-commerce email marketing agency, Wavebreak. We work exclusively with e-commerce stores, and we completely take over their email marketing, and we turn it into a top revenue driver for their business. So if you run an e-commerce business and your email marketing isn't on point, you know it could be better. Maybe it's a lack of time, or maybe you're just not exactly sure how to take things to the next level. Head over to wavebreak.co to learn more about how you can hire an expert to do your email for you. You'll stress less, you'll make more money, and save tons of time. So go to wavebreak.co, click schedule a call. I'll send you a questionnaire, and from there we'll hop on a call and I'll give you specific ideas for improving your email marketing, and we will go from there. It's 100% free. So just head over to wavebreak.co to learn more. Now, without further ado, let's hop into this episode. Today we're going to be talking about one of my favorite topics, of course, email marketing. And we're going to be talking about a part of email marketing that's very, very overlooked. I don't lie. So you're slacking when it comes to email. So you're slacking when it comes to your automation. You're slacking when it comes to your manually sent campaigns. And you're probably, there's a very good chance you're slacking when it comes to this, your order confirmation and other notification emails. So these are like your order confirmation, shipping confirmation. This is a very overlooked part of e-commerce email marketing strategy. And there's a bunch of buckets that these emails can fall in. You could have ugly emails. You could have pretty emails. You could have helpful emails. You could have emails that aren't helpful at all, blah, 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 blah. But today on the show, I'm joined by my good friend, Bjorn Forsberg from Forsberg Plus 2, the creators of Orderly Emails. We talk about email. It's a great conversation. And we chat about a side of email marketing that is extremely underutilized. And that is transactional emails. Specifically, we talk about how to get repeat orders from your order confirmation emails. The most underrated perk of good email marketing, it's something that people don't really talk about a lot. They're mostly focused on the sale. This is something else that's just as important that we talk about. We talk about the power of email design and why it's so crucial. And the last thing we talk about are the mistakes that you might be making with your current transactional emails. And you're going to want to avoid those. So make sure you listen to learn what they are, as well as everything else we cover. It's a really great episode. Thanks so much for coming on the show, Bjorn.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's great.
Yeah, it's good to be here. I'm glad we could sync up and do this. Before we dive into email and we get into the specifics of everything, give us a quick background. Who are you and what do you do?
Yeah, sure. So I've been, my name's Bjorn. I'm based out of Copenhagen in Denmark, originally from Australia. But I run a little company called Forsberg Plus 2, which builds Shopify apps. I've been doing it for about 6 years. Started out as a little sort of side project, and then about 3 years ago, I could make it my full-time work.
Awesome.
So I've got four apps now, and like you said, 25,000 merchants. I actually checked the other day, and I'm up to 35,000. So.
Oh wow.
It's growing.
That's awesome. That's great. So what are some of your Shopify apps that listeners might know?
Yeah, sure. So like I said, four apps. The oldest one's called Orderly Print, which is a picking, packing efficiency tool, mainly used by like high volume stores and Shopify Plus merchants. And then I've got a couple of design tools. One, which we'll talk about today, is the email design tool. And the other is a print design tool. So creating, branded invoices and packing slips and returns forms and things like that. And doing these as a one-time purchase. So it's something you use to design it, and then you can go away and use those templates and designs as much as you want without sort of any ongoing costs. And then the third app is a free app. The fourth app is a free app, which lets you generate PDFs so you can deliver invoices and packing slips and things like this automatically to customers or warehouse staff. It'll generate PDFs for them. But that's a nice little tool, which fits nicely with the other two design apps.
Yeah, that's awesome. So I want to, today I want to focus specifically on email notifications. And this is a part of emails and email marketing that's typically like very overlooked. It's like one of the last thoughts. But before we hop into that, like let's start with a high level overview. Like what are email order notifications?
Yeah, sure. It's like you're saying, they're the unsexy part of email, I guess. It's all the emails that are triggered by your Shopify store going to customers and things like this that aren't part of your marketing. So, for example, when somebody places an order in your store, the order confirmation email is sent out. That's one of these notifications. When you fulfill an order, the shipping notification goes out. There's also the abandoned cart messages, the account messages. So there's actually 18 emails in total that Shopify will send at different times. And a lot of other places, I guess, will call them transactional email instead of notifications. So it's a bunch of emails that are triggered out by your Shopify store going to customers.
Nice. Yeah. And so why are these default Shopify notifications not enough? Like what's wrong with them? What are they missing?
Yeah, sure. So I think for one, they generally don't reflect your brand and your style. The second one, there's also 600,000 stores using Shopify. So they, after a while, people will be getting these kind of generic emails. You've spent time building your website and giving it its own personality and brand. And I think that really should carry through the entire experience. So making sure that it's not just the website that looks great, but your emails look great. It's a uniform experience as you go through the whole flow. And also they don't, they're very utility, I guess you could say. So they of course give the details needed, like what you purchased and things like that, but it doesn't have any links to your FAQs or your social media, trying to get people to connect with you a little bit more, and just really looking that sort of professional, how would you say, the little added top-notch design.
Right, yeah, and it's something that's really overlooked, but if you think about where this person is who's getting this email in your sales cycle, this is as hot as they're ever going to be. They've just made a purchase, they're getting their confirmation email, why is branding important on your transactional emails? You kind of touched on this. What's your opinion on it? You have good design. Well, I'm looking at your website. It looks beautiful.
Thank you.
What do you think?
Well, I care about design, right? But I think also it's the feeling you leave with a customer, right? So they've just come to your website. They've just paid $500 for an order, and then they get some really boring, plain email, right? So you're sort of rolling out the map for them before they make a sale and after the sale. If you haven't done anything special, it just sort of leaves a bad taste. I think, you want to give people an experience the whole way through the funnel. You don't want to sort of leave things half done.
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
Like you don't want to drop the ball. Like they just spent who knows how much at your store, like depending on what your average order value is, like they just spent so much money on your store, maybe $100-$200 on their first purchase. And then it's like they get this crappy, boring email that they got from some drop shipping store that like scammed them a while ago.
That's the worst thing that could happen, right? I think also you're leaving a lot of opportunity on the table, right? This person has just showed interest in your store. They've made a purchase. It's the perfect time to sort of, either get them to connect with you on social media or sort of plant the seeds for them coming back at another time. Whether you do it with, some products you may like, not just after purchase, but maybe, hey, here's a discount code on your next order. Hey, did you enjoy your order? Come back. Or let us know of anything that wasn't 100% perfect. It's just a perfect opportunity to sort of, open up a dialogue with your customers or make sure that they're happy to come back with you.
Absolutely. What are some of the like the best ways you've seen people use your platform to like engage with customers and to build an ongoing relationship with them through through these emails?
Yeah, sure. So one is knowing. I've seen a lot of people sort of really look at it from the customer's perspective and thinking about what sort of frame of mind is the person in when they're receiving this email, and then building the email content based on that. So for example, in your order confirmation email, which sent just after made a purchase, is not the best time to say, hey, you might also like these products, right? So you sort of make that first email all about, thanks for your order, get really excited, we've got all the details, if anything needs to change, let us know. And then sort of, hey, connect with us on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or whatever you're doing. And then further down, then looking at the next email, for example, it could be shipping confirmation, which is sent when you actually ship their order. And that's the perfect time to say, hey, here's a discount code for your next order, and or here's some of our most popular products, come back to us. And they're just creating sort of repeat purchases. And some people have really lifted their, they might have been getting a couple of percent repeat purchases, and they've really been able to bump them up to double digit sort of repeat purchases after doing some of these really simple things.
Yeah. And one thing I like how you said is like thinking about what's going through the person's mind and like where they are on the email. Cause like that first email, like sure, setting them a discount and sending them recommended products as soon as like on their order confirmation, like sure, they're extremely hot, but it's like that's the wrong way to leverage the relationship.
Oh, absolutely. I think that's where you need to reinforce that they've made the right decision, right? And not to sort of sow a seed of doubt by saying, hey, maybe you should have bought these products instead. They can still cancel the order at that point. So you want to just sort of reinforce it. I think it's also the same where, somebody's decided to open a customer account with you. They get one of these customer account invite emails, and they set up their little password to your site. And then they get a customer welcome email. And that's the perfect opportunity, again, to sort of give them something or, to do something fun, I guess you could say. Whereas an order canceled email is not a great place to put, hey, you might also like these type of products.
Right.
So I think really putting yourself in their shoes and trying to think about, in what stage of the cycle and how might they be feeling when they receive this email. If they've just asked for a refund or something like that, then it's probably not the right time to put a bunch of marketing things in there.
Right. Yeah. You definitely don't want to do that. And yeah, it's just helpful to go in the shoes of your customer and think, okay, like what is this person thinking? Like for me, one of my first questions after I order that I think Amazon does really well is like, when am I going to get this product? Like I just bought it. When am I going to get it? Amazon, their confirmation screen literally says like, you should expect your order, Tuesday, Thursday, whatever. So just like thinking through, like,
it's fantastic.
Yeah, exactly. Like so many customer service emails are like, where's my package? When's my package coming? And sometimes it's as easy as just like, oh, it's coming Thursday. And they're like, great, thank you so much. They're not freaking out. It's just keep people in the loop.
No, exactly. And there's some nice things you can do to really highlight that they can get a lot of this information themselves as well. So if you design the email by sort of letting them know up front, hey, yeah, we're getting your order ready. We'll let you know as soon as we ship it with another email. Sort of letting them know what the flow of is going to be. And then also providing them with like the order status button. So they can actually go to your, click on it, and they'll see the up-to-date status on their order. And if you're using certain shipping carriers, it'll actually tell you where in transit it is and things like that. So there's lots of stuff you can do just make the experience better for them and to make them happy about what they've just done.
Absolutely. I think there's this idea, especially with email, where like building trust is a really underrated part of it. Like there's a lot of things that go into email. Like, yes, it can generate you a lot of money. Yes, it can increase your average order value, and it can increase your repeat purchases and do all these amazing things. But a lot of people think they need to get the sale right away. But what they don't realize is that some people are watching, they're getting your emails, but they're not buying right away. And that's okay, because you're building them up to that next purchase.
Yeah, exactly. And, I think trust is also knowing, how hard to push at the right times. So, like, no one likes a pushy salesman. And, if you're just trying to push something down their throat all the time, it's not going to work. And I think especially with these email notifications is making sure to keep them, you know, the main thing that is the main thing. So this email came with a purpose, whether it's like the order confirmation is its purpose is to let you know what you've just bought and what you'd expect, right? So marketing and the sales part, it should be a bit more low key, especially in these emails. I think that also helps to build trust because, you know, you're showing them they actually care about giving them the right information before you might try and, you know, let them know about other good things that you've got.
Yeah, it's like playing hard to get. It just makes them want you more.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. It's the long game.
Yeah, yeah. Totally.
But I think design also comes into that, right? In getting people to, does it look like trustworthy? Do they look like they've taken care in all aspects of their store, right? Like you were saying earlier, you know, you get some text-based email after you just made a purchase, you don't feel 100% like you trust that you're going to get your products and things like that. And I think design can do a lot there where, you know, you create this uniform experience through the whole flow, I guess you could say.
Yeah, absolutely. What are some of the best practices when it comes to transactional email design?
Yeah, sure. So one is obviously try and get it to have the same look, feel, and voice as your website users. So, and that's more just on getting the branding right. Then on best practices for, how would you say, upsells and things like this, I guess it goes into what I was just talking about is keep the main thing the main thing. Remember what the email was sent to them about, and then some of the easiest ways to sort of increase the lifetime value or repeat purchases is to include some type of incentive, whether it be a 10% discount or free shipping in your shipping confirmation email that's sent to them once you've actually shipped their last order. And then also, you know, doing some simple product recommendations and things like this to let them know about maybe newer products or other products they may be likely to come back to you. And some of the great emails for the notification types that are good for that is, of course, the shipping confirmation, the customer welcome email, and of course the abandoned checkout, which is part of Shopify. So just getting back some of those people that have come part of the checkout but didn't go the whole way through. It doesn't have to be big, I think. You know, a lot of people, you know, obviously don't want to give away their margins and profits and things like this, but just doing something, a small incentive that they wouldn't otherwise get, definitely helps a lot.
Absolutely. Like one of the biggest things, and I recently actually did an episode about abandoned cart emails.
Okay.
I forget what number it is exactly, but more into the strategy, which is something that I don't typically do. I believe it was episode 32, episode 32, back in August. I talked a little bit about abandoned cart emails, and you're right, like giving away margins sucks. But not getting the sale is worse. But there's also a balance between the two. Like you don't have to give away your entire product, but just like we were saying earlier, you have to think through, like, what is this person thinking? Like if your shipping is $8, maybe they just don't want to pay shipping. So you can just give them free shipping, or it's like maybe it's a little too expensive. It's a big leap for them.
It depends on the product too.
The product, everything's different, but just think about it. Like I think so many people just copy and paste like a 10% off discount into these emails.
Yeah.
And like you just leave, like not only are you cutting into your margins doing that by just guessing and doing that randomly, but you also could potentially be hurting your conversions because that might not be the reason why people aren't purchasing.
No, they might be waiting for that email too, right?
Oh, certainly. I mean, yeah. I'm not going to lie. I do that. I mean, yeah. I run an email marketing agency for e-commerce, so I know all the tricks.
Want to see the email too, I'm sure.
Right. I'm going to add it to my swipe file if it's good and it gets me to buy. But no, you're exactly right. And another thing, one interesting thing, I'll share this. It's a specific client example that I have with one client. It's an insane abandoned cart email that we're running. It's converting like crazy. No discount at all. But what we found out was that people weren't sure if this particular product was going to fit. That was like the number one objection to their product. And we threw like basically an FAQ about sizing into this email and the size chart and all these different things, all these objection busters, and it's converting like crazy. We're not even using a discount. It's just working really well.
That's perfect. That's a great idea and a great example of, you know, not giving something away, but still adding value and making sure that you convert, right?
Absolutely. And one thing I really liked that you said was keep the main thing the main thing. The number one thing I see with emails is they try to do a million different things. It's like, oh, check out our blog and buy this product and join our VIP program and do this and do this. And it's just like,
I've seen lots of examples of that, of people having good intentions of improving their emails and just destroying the experience for everyone, really, right? No one likes a unfocused message. And especially for these ones, the message is what the email is about. And then you can have some, I guess you think of it as secondary content, and you should preferably pick one and a maximum of two things that you want done. I would say just keep it to one thing, one clear call to action, because it just performs better than putting too many things in too many emails.
Absolutely. Totally. I love that. Yeah. Just keep it simple. If you ask for one thing, they're a lot more likely to do that one thing than if you ask them to do five things, then they're just going to do nothing.
Absolutely.
And it's more than good looks too, which is what I like about this conversation we're having right now. Like a lot of people think design is just like, ooh, that looks good. But it's more than that. It's also like, is it overwhelming in a sense? Like it could look great, but there could be way too much in the email. So just keeping things simple. And that's one thing I really like about your platform, Orderly Emails, is that it's just really simple and straightforward. You don't let people overcomplicate it too much.
Thank you. And that's been the really hard part as well, is trying to build this, it's an email design tool. I guess you could say it's themes, like for your website, but for the emails that Shopify sends. So you design a theme, and then that gives you all 18 emails. And you purchase it for a one-time fee, and you move along. So the hard part is giving you great-looking emails and enough power to make it your own without messing up giving you too much power or too many choices where you can get yourself into trouble, right? And that's the fun part, and it's the really hard part in designing this app as well.
I bet. You've done a great job, though.
Thank you.
So as we start to wrap up here, like, are there any trends? I want to ask you, like, are there any transactional emails that you see people are just underutilizing, like, way too much?
Oh, the account welcome email. And I guess that depends if you're actually having accounts on your store. And I think most people should, because people can just put a checkbox as they're checking out on your site and they've got an account with you. And the great part is, if they allow you to email them, you've got another touch point, I guess you could say. And that's just a really fun email where you can have, show your personality of your brand and get them to connect with you in other ways as well. So I think it's a great email to get them to connect with you on a more ongoing basis. And that's a great one to put in things like calls to actions to join you on Instagram and things like that, where that just opens up so many more possibilities for you to engage with that customer in the future.
Totally. Yeah. Well, hey man, I really appreciate you coming on and sharing how to get more repeat orders from these transactional emails, the underrated perks of these emails, the power of design, the best practices of design, and like wrapping up with the most underutilized transactional emails. Ton of value here. Really love it. I love talking about email. I could talk about it forever, but as we wrap up here, if someone is experiencing these pains, maybe they have, ugly emails that don't match their brand as on the Shopify side, or they're anything that we said that they're slacking on, what should they do next? Like, where can we go to learn more about what you do?
Yeah, absolutely. So they can just go to orderlyemails.com. So it's orderlyemails.com. And you can link over to the Shopify App Store. And it's completely free to try, which is something I really like, where you can pick a theme, you can design it completely without buying anything at all. And if you like it, what you came up with, then you buy it for a one-time fee. So you can definitely try it out. It won't mess with your site or anything like that. So it's definitely worth giving it a shot.
Awesome. Yeah, and I was just talking with him before the call. Like a lot of the other solutions for this charge, well, first of all, I know one specific competitor charges like, goodness, what is it like, $200 a month or something? And then Orderly Emails is just a one-time fee of how much is it right now?
It's $50 or $49.
Wow.
One-time
$50. One-time fee. That's insane. See, I know Shopify store owners love these one-time fees because in the private groups I'm in, I see them talking about like, what are your favorite apps? Which apps do you hate? They're like the ones that charge a recurring fee when they really don't have to.
No, exactly. And you know, you come in, you use this app and you get the design, and then you can come back anytime in the future to update your designs for free or on your purchase design and things like that. But that's not, you know, I don't have any ongoing costs with that. So why should I pass on ongoing costs to you? I think, it's a win-win, I think.
Absolutely.
As a one-time charge, yeah.
And not only is it cheaper, but it is also just a lot less clunky than some of these platforms that just seem all mangled together and just complicated and confusing to use.
Cool. Thank you.
I'm a fan of Orderly Emails, if you guys can't tell. This isn't sponsored. This is just my unbiased opinion. I've touched a lot of things email, and Orderly Emails is legit. And I really appreciate you coming on the show, Bjorn. It was really great to talk email. Thanks again for coming on the show.
Yeah, thank you. It was a lot of fun. Cheers.
Now, listener, before I sign off, stop me if this sounds familiar. Your email marketing is stuck. You feel like you could be doing email better. You're not generating enough email revenue, and you feel like you're leaving money on the table. But you don't have the time to figure email out yourself or do it on your own because you have a business to run. Imagine this. Imagine not having to worry about leaving money on the table with your email marketing. Imagine not having to figure out what to send, when to send it, how many emails should look, what automation you need, what segments you need, how often you should be contacting your email list, or just worrying about sending the next email. You don't have to worry about any of that. Imagine having peace of mind knowing that your email marketing is generating sales in good hands. At Wavebreak, we help Shopify stores maximize their email marketing revenue. That's it. We don't do anything else. And we've created a system called the Wavebreak Method that, number one, makes you less dependent on Facebook or other marketing channels. Let's say something bad happens. Facebook says, see you later, Shopify store, and they just completely kill your ad traffic overnight. You don't have to worry. You don't have to stress because you're good to go because you have a cushion of email revenue. You don't have to worry about what your wife is going to do or if you're going to be able to make rent or if you're going to be able to pay people because you have this cushion of email revenue to rely on. Number two, the second thing this does is huge. And it's how stores scale from 7 figures to 8 figures to 9 figures. And the secret is repeat purchases. The Wavebreak method gets rid of one-time buyers and increases repeat orders. Number three, it keeps your email list engaged. You don't have to worry about Black Friday and beyond. We'll figure out the ideal amount of times that your list needs to be contacted to maximize revenue, and then we'll execute it for you. If you want to learn more about this system and how we can work together to apply it to your business, go to wavebreak.co to schedule a call with me. And I'll personally send you my calendar link and we can chat one-on-one. Now, I don't have unlimited time to do these calls. I can only do a couple of them per week. So if you want to get your call, go sign up at wavebreak.co for it as soon as possible and we can talk about how we can work together. Thanks for listening to this episode. Subscribe to the show on iTunes to get notified of new episodes as soon as they drop.